Back here on the game, Mitch has Jabroni of the Week coming up at the end of the hour. We turn to part two with Phil Steele, who talked Big 12 football with us last segment. Enjoyed most of his thoughts. Hope you got out of that what you wanted to about the K-State preview and why the K-State offensive units are so low. Essentially what we said yesterday, that relative to the Big 12, it just becomes difficult because there is a ton of offensive talent in the league, not nearly as much defensive talent. Thus, the defensive units get pretty high up there on the rankings. This is going to be predominantly the national scope of things in college football with Phil Steele, but did start by asking him if the addition of a Big 12 title game this year for the league increases the chances that the Big 12 will get a team in the college football playoff.
Yeah, and I think if you see a Big 12 team win the Big 12 title game with one loss, odds are they're going to get there. I like the overall talent of the conference. I think if Kansas shows improvement, like I think they will this year, I don't think Kansas is going to be bowl eligible or anything like that, but they actually have my number 54 rated defensive line, number 33 wide receivers in the country, and they gave some teams some scares last year. If they can go and take care of business in that non-conference, maybe bag a win or two, and you don't have a lightweight down at the bottom, I think that it gives the overall strength to the conference. So I give the Big 12 a decent shot at getting back to the playoffs this year. Yeah, that's what I've projected this year because you look at these two teams. I mean, when's the last time Alabama had a returning starter, a quarterback? It's been some time, but they've got a pretty good one back in Jalen Hurts. Overall experience-wise, they're even more experienced than they've been the last couple of seasons. And you look at their schedule. Which game do you pick Alabama to lose this year? I mean, their games on the road are against, Florida State's going to be tough out of the box, but they're going to be favored there. They're going to be favored in every game. Toughest road games are Texas A&M, Mississippi State. They get the big boys at home. I do think Alabama gets there, and they've got a guy on the sidelines that's pretty good as well in Nick Saban. Now, with Ohio State, remember last year they were the least experienced team in the entire country, and yet there they were in the playoffs, something that maybe there was a year ahead of their time. I love the hire of their new offensive coordinator, Kevin Wilson. He did a phenomenal job at Indiana. He's got tons of talent to work with here. And remember, JT Barrett had an outstanding season in 2014. He was a Heisman contender when he got injured. I think we'll see JT Barrett circa 2014 this year. They've got Mike Weber at running back, a veteran offensive line. And defensively, their defensive line is amazing. They're going to line up four defensive ends at times to rush the quarterback. And they go three deep with guys that have NFL caliber. Their linebacking core is solid. And then you look at their schedule. That game against Michigan, probably the toughest one all season because it's on the road the last game. But I think Ohio State will be favored in every game as well. And those two teams, that would make for a heck of a title game.
Phil Steele with us here on the game. I was like looking at the page about the biggest surprise teams in the country and pay close attention to that. Who do you have at the top of that list this year?
Well, last year, as you know, it was Washington, and Washington went from 7-6 to making the playoffs. This year I'm going with Florida. They're not going to be in anybody's top 10 this year. And, you know, I had a hint prior to putting the magazine out. Since we put it out so late, June 1st, we send the last page of the press. It seemed like Zaire was definitely going there, and now that he is going there, that's great news. But they still have Felipe Franks. They still have Luke Del Rio. Also need to get his decent quarterback play and maybe not lose their quarterback to injury 6 games into the season. But the rest of Florida is loaded. They've got the best running back and receiving core they've had in a long time. They've got a veteran offensive line. Defensively, they're always great. And remember last year, injuries hurt the defense, but those injuries will help them this year because it puts some guys on the field, like a Zuniga at the defensive end spot, a C.C. Jefferson. They got more action than they normally would, so they're more veteran than you would think. And when you look at their schedule, remember they had that home game taken away from them last year against LSU? Well, now they get LSU at home. So they're only road games, true road games they have this year, at Kentucky, at Missouri, at South Carolina. All winnable. They get Georgia at a neutral site. Michigan, they get it at a neutral site, but they get it the first game of the season. And Michigan's number 128 experience-wise. Florida's a much more experienced team. I think when I look at the Gators, I can see them potentially even running the table this year, and they're a threat to make not only get back to the SEC title game, but make the playoffs, and let's face it, an SEC champ would do great in the playoffs.
Phil, before we let you go, talking about the Heisman Trophy here, we do have a returning Heisman winner coming back in Lamar Jackson, but it seems like with all the names coming back, this is one of the more competitive Heisman years that we've had in a little while, just with a lot of experienced names coming back. Do you feel like it is Jackson's to lose?
Actually, I went with Sam Darnold in the magazine this year to get there. And, you know, here's a reason why. And one of the reasons, remember last year we had all those five Heisman Trophy favorites coming in, all had great years the previous year. You're like, wow, they all have the potential to get there. And then what happens is you're not only competing against all the other players that are battling for the Heisman, you're competing against your stats from last year. And if you don't beat them and beat them by a decent margin, everybody's like, oh, you didn't have a great year. And the stats you put up last year to make you a Heisman favorite coming into the year were fantastic. I don't know if Lamar Jackson can repeat those stats. Remember, his last three games last year, he was nowhere near the Lamar Jackson that won the Heisman Trophy. So I went with Sam Darnold. And, you know, this summer I've been watching a lot of replays from last year's games, got him DVR'd. Sam Darnold makes some incredible throws under pressure. I mean, it looks like he's about to go down, gets up, and throws the ball right on the money. He's accurate. He's got a strong arm. Great supporting cast. USC probably going to be favored in almost every one of their games this year. So I went with Sam Darnold to win the Heisman.
Well, Phil, greatly appreciate the time, as always, joining us this year. Love talking football with you. Love the magazine. We'll be looking for it, and hopefully we'll talk to you again soon.
Hey, sounds great. Always enjoy doing the show with you guys.
All right. There is Phil Steele with us here on the game. Really enjoy that conversation each and every year. When we come back, we'll react a little bit to it. Plus, if you didn't notice where I screwed up in bringing you this interview, right in front of Jabroni of the Week, I feel like I might be in a bit of trouble. We also have breaking news regarding the Major League Baseball draft and Kansas State Wildcat being picked. We'll give you that on the other side here on the game.